Most corn farmers have a date they would like to have all of their seed planted. Of course, the weather has a big impact on whether that happens or not. But in a moment, I'll take you to a farm where they plant corn on May 5th, every single year, no matter the weather. The reason is quite a story, and it's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Grandfathers and grandsons often have a special bond. That was the case for Ron Brooks on the farm.
My grandfather was born 5-5 of 05. He and I were always in charge of corn planting. And back to the days when it was a four-row 38-inch corn planter with dry fertilizer, my job as a 10-year-old was to keep the 50-pound bags of dry fertilizer opened and ready for him every three rounds.
The two planted many corn crops together, but there was an important link between his grandfather's birthday and getting that seed in the ground.
He was always adamant that we planted corn on his birthday, 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. Some years, that meant that we would have to go out and punch corn in by hand if it was raining. So come hell or high water, we planted corn.
And the pair planted that corn together until the year of his death, which Ron remembers well.
Now, fast forward, my grandfather's on his deathbed. He'd been in a coma since 8 o'clock. All of his children were there with him. I had to milk cows, of course, because all of his children weren't milking cows.
Ron finished milking the cows, then raced to the hospital to try and see his grandfather one last time before he passed. What happened next will probably impact corn planting for the rest of Ron's life and perhaps generations to come.
He and I just had a bond, and when I walked through the door of his hospital room, this man who was comatose and breathing like once every minute sat bolt upright in bed, stared me in the eyes, ignored everybody else in the room, and said simply, "You're going to plant corn on my birthday, right?" and then died. I'm terrified what would happen if I didn't plant corn on his birthday.
So no matter the weather, drive to Ron's farm on May 5th, and you will either find a corn planter in the field or someone putting seeds in the ground by hand. It's the way his grandfather wanted it. Traveling the countryside in Waupaca, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.